a culmination of a lot of hard work by a lot of people throughout the whole building, and just the collaboration that we've had, and to work together to get to this point, to be able to bring, you know, quality players, quality people onto our team. You know, we're very excited, and we're excited about the future. And, you know, free agency is still ongoing. I'm about to head back up there and, you know, keep working on it. And, you know, free agency lasts pretty much all through the spring. And, you know, we'll start, you know, we'll get back to a lot of our draft preparations. But it's a very exciting time. We've added two quality players, and we're still working on more.
Dennis, what's it like to hear Brandon and Earl both talk about, hey, this is where they wanted to be, this was their first choice, to hear them say those words, knowing that they were targeted by more than just you?
Right. And, you know, we've always felt we had an attractive destination, not only because of the players on our team, but the committed owner in Miami, the community, the fan base. We've always felt we were attractive, but it is nice to see that and it come to fruition with them ending up as a Miami Dolphin.
Dennis, are you confident that you can get everything you need this offseason via trade, draft, and free agency to get to the playoffs? Or do you think it might take, you know, till 2015 to get to the playoffs?
No, we're confident that we're going to build, you know, in the process of building a championship team. And we're going to keep adding pieces and, you know, have them keep developing. The pieces are already here. We feel like we have a quality team, and we'll keep adding to that, again, trying to get the best 53-man roster and building it that way.
But you think this could be a playoff team next year? Do you think you can fill all the gaps?
I'm confident in our players. I'm confident in our coaches. I'm confident in our organization.
How many more offensive linemen do you guys need to go get in free agency?
Again, we always look at value, and that's what we've done so far, and that's what we'll continue to do. Putting a number on those things, again, we're just trying to get the best 53-man roster.
What's the priority now?
Can you go into the draft with a hole at a starting position?
I mean, when you say can you, I mean, your roster is what it is, and it's an ongoing process all the way through the season. Obviously, free agency, this is free agency time, and you always want to keep adding good players. Draft will be the next process, but again, you know, as players get cut, as you know, other moves are made around the league, you're always addressing those things all the way through the year.
You were in Tampa for a long time, for 18 years, and obviously they're going to get rid of Darrell Revis here in a couple of hours. Are you going to be interested in him?
I'm not going to comment on players on other teams' rosters.
What's the free agent? You had released a statement wishing Jonathan Martin well. Is a sign of Albert just a step to move forward from what happened last season?
You know, we are obviously excited about Brandon. He was a targeted player all the way through. And as we went through the process, you know, he was a big part of our, as I talked about before, the strategic plan and, you know, getting a Pro Bowl left tackle at a premier position. And that was always part of the plan. And we're just glad that it worked out that way.
Guys that aren't signed in the first couple of days, you know, those are the big splash names. And you talk about value. How much value can you get when you move on to, like, maybe the guys who aren't in the top tier? Can you get quite a bit of it?
I think you can always get value, and that's what we're always looking for. Again, every day we're trying to get the best 53-man roster, and so we're always looking at that, and, you know, definitely we'll keep monitoring and, you know, keep in contact, and we'll do that on a daily basis going forward.
How much is Randy Starks going to get done today?
We're optimistic. You know, Randy, we've been talking with him, negotiating with his agent, representation Don Aponte's up there, upstairs, you know, working on that. We're optimistic. We'll see how that happens, and we'll let you know.
How much does Jonathan? I mean, was that the only one in San Francisco? I mean,
I'm not going to comment on those things. I think it's in the best interest of all parties involved what happened, and that's where we are.
Dennis, what's the priority in free agency now, and are you going to get another starting offensive lineman in free agency?
Priority is always good players, and so we'll always judge that accordingly. And then the players that we bring in, we consider, will be guys we feel like can help us continue to build to a championship roster.
Yes. By position, is there a priority? By position, is there a priority? Running back,
again,
guard?
I'm about good players.
What's the biggest difference for you? You've 18 years in one chair now. This is your first run through free agency. What's the biggest difference from you? You know, you can personally say, wow, this is different.
Well, I think it's just, I would just say, working with new people and getting to, obviously, starting that process as soon as I was hired. But, you know, although challenging at times, just with all the variables that go along with free agency, it worked great with the collaboration and with Don Aponte and Joe Philbin, and just, you know, again, to continue to build that collaboration and getting to know each other and working together and, you know, collaborate that way.
Right, Dennis, how much did having, like, Ryan and Mike, other players there with you last night, how do you think that helped kind of convince some of the
players? I think it definitely helps, because you get a sense for who we are, and, you know, obviously – there's from the general manager to players, a different relationship from player to player. And, you know, it's that start building that relationship now and going forward, again, to helping us build a winner here.